You got to know in your knower, your heart. You got to know in your heart, in your spirit, man, that if God said it, it's mine. You got to be bold. You can't be one of those normal Baptists like I was. I mean, I used to be a normal Baptist or a normal Church of Christ or just about any other kind now. In fact, after Judy got healed, there was a Catholic priest that knew her real well down in Brenham or in Corpus or somewhere down there. And he called. He hadn't heard from Judy in about a year. So he called one day to see what happened because he heard she was going to die. And she answered the phone. And he said, "Is this Judy?" She said, "Yes, this is Judy." Said, "Well, this is your friend from the Catholic Church down in Corpus." And said, "But Judy, I don't know how to say this. I heard you were going to die." "Oh," she said, "I was going to die. I was only going to live a week." But she said, "This Baptist guy from Justin come down and prayed over me and God healed me." He said, "What's that guy's name?" And so he called me and invited me to come speak in his Catholic church. So I went down there, and after I spoke in his Catholic church, when the day was over that day, he said, "Pastor, I wasn't a pastor then. I was just a Sunday school teacher then." He said, "I have one thing to say to you." He said, "We anoint with oil in this church and pray the prayer we thought of faith. We ain't never seen nobody healed. Although we've prayed for a lot of people and anointed with oil, according to James 5:14. But we ain't never seen nobody healed. Now I know why." He said, "Every time I pray, I always say, 'Father, if it be your will. If it be your will.'" And he said, "After hearing you talk, there ain't no faith in if." I said, "That's right. If God made you a flat statement what to do, and he guaranteed you in his word he had healed you, and you say, 'Lord, if it be your will,' I said, there ain't no faith in what you just said." He said, "I guarantee from this day forward, I will pray for people in faith, and I will never use that word if again." So I don't know what's happened to that guy, but I'm sure God's done something great for that man. But God hooked me up with him because of Judy's miracle. But God hooked me up with a lot of people because of Judy's miracle. They knew a lot of people, and a lot of people got healed because of Judy's miracle. Now, you got to know what belongs to you. That's what I did with Judy and Don that day when I went down there. I spent 5 hours finding their sin, building their faith, getting them to repent of sin. And, of course, Judy had unforgiveness. Don had unforgiveness, both of them. And she had breast cancer. And she was within a few days of being dead. The doctor told her. I think it was Thursday morning when she went to the doctor. A doctor told her, "Judy, you have less than a week left to go." She hadn't had a bite of food to eat in over 3 weeks. She couldn't eat. So that's when she called Sue over here and said, "Sue, this is Judy. I want to say goodbye. The doctor said this morning I have about a week or less to live. So I want to tell you goodbye." I think the woman was about 55 or something like that at the time, somewhere around in there, in her mid-50s. So when she hung up the phone, Sue picked up the phone, called me, said, "Thurman, I sit in your Sunday school class every Sunday. I hear you talking about the healing power of Jesus and all these things." She said, "One of my good friends just called and said she's going to die in a week. She said, if my husband and I buy you a ticket to Corpus Christi this Saturday morning, will you go down there and minister to that woman?" I said, "Sure I will." Now then, this is where you find out what you're made out of. I worked all week long. Now then, Saturday is my day to do things I want to do. So I get up at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning and go down to the airport, fly to Houston, change planes, and go to Corpus and get there at 10:20. A man I've never seen before, Don, picks me up, takes me to their little apartment, a woman I've never seen in my life, sick and afflicted, dying, spent 5 hours with them, prayed for her, kicked the devil out of her, got this woman healed, and then go get on an airplane, go back to Houston and back to Dallas and get home after 10 o'clock that night. Now then, are you willing to do that for your king? If you're willing to do that for your king, he'll do great things for you. You know, God will ask some of you to teach a class in your church, a little 30-minute or 45-minute class on Sunday morning. And you say, "I can't do that. I just can't do that." Would you be the in charge of the kitchen in a church? "No, I ain't got time for that. I got too many things to do." And you want to know why you don't get a whole lot from God? Hey, y'all getting the picture here? You're supposed to put the king fourth or fifth? Where? Oh, we don't do that very well, do we? As a rule, we do not do that very well. None of us. Me too. I don't put him near as much as I should. But I am to put God first. Then I am to study His Word to learn what belongs to me. And when I get it, then I can stand on it by faith. Until I get it, I can't. I can't do it. You must be taught what the Word says before you can have the great faith to receive from God. You have to be taught the principles of the kingdom of God. You know, lots of people just say, well, you know, I know God can heal, so I just ask the guys to pray over me, and I believe it's done. And they pray over you, and you get out start the back door, and I say, do you believe you're healed? Just like one day they was praying for a man at the Baptist church, and this man was sick. And I knew him well. He was in my Sunday school class, but he got to hurting so bad. Right after, before he come to church that morning, he wanted some of the deacons to gather back in the pastor's office and pray over him. The pastor was not there. So there was three or four of them back in there. One of them was a retired pastor, and they were fixing to pray, and all of a sudden I'm walking down the hallway, and his wife says, Thurman, what are you doing out here? I said, well, where am I supposed to be? She said, you're supposed to be in that pastor's office. They're praying over my husband. He's sick. I want you in there. I said, okay. So I go up there and I open the door, and they're just fixing to pray. I said, before y'all pray, can I ask a question? Is there anybody here that believes when y'all pray with him and anoint him, he's going to be healed? And that retired pastor said, Thurman, if it's God's will, he'll be healed. If it's not, he won't. I said, well, okay. I just said, okay, see y'all later. I walked out. Ain't no use me being there. Ain't no faith in that room. God don't show up where there's no faith. He only shows up where there's faith. He don't show up with unbelief. So later, I found that man, and I told him, I said, now, do you want to be healed? He said, yes. I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and he got healed. Just like in that same church the other day, the man that got his cows here on my place, his name's James Dietzman. James is my age. He's a farmer, always has been a rancher. But 15 years ago or whatever, many years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, James jumped off of a horse and was going to rope a calf or something. And when he got to the end of it, the calf did something and he jammed his hand, I think it was his left hand, jammed it into the ground and broke his wrist. He went to the doctor and they checked it and said, your wrist is broken. And he said, well, okay, now I know what's wrong with it. He said, I'm going to have a man at church pray for me tomorrow. And they said, but you don't want us to do nothing? He said, no. Now that I know what's wrong. So Sunday morning, when I walked in the back, James was sitting on the very back row. He turned and come back here and said, Thurman, his hands all swelled up. I said, what'd you do to your hand? He said, I broke it yesterday roping a calf. He said, I want you to pray for me, and I believe with all my heart when you pray for me, God's going to heal me. I said, well, let's go down to the front. I know. He said, no, I ain't no way I'm going down there at the front. He said, there's too much unbelief in this place. I ain't going down there. He said, let's go back in the library where there ain't nobody but you and me and God. I said, okay. So we go. Isn't it a shame that we have to live like this in church? So we go back in the library. We open the door and go in and close. He closes the door. He said, okay. I said, now, James, you know this takes faith. He said, Thurman, listen to his confession. I know when you pray for me, I know Jesus is going to heal my wrist. Do you hear any faith in that? Man. So I reached up and picked up that hand and held it up with one hand, and I did, and it's all swelled up, and I said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Well, that'll make you cringe just thinking about that, wouldn't it? Jerked his hand back down, and he said, glory to God, and he raised it back up, and it was perfect, not swelled, nothing, perfectly healed right there in front of our both of us. As I drove up down there, James was mowing on his big old tractor. He stopped and more come running across there. I said, praise God. I said, does anybody faith live here? He grabbed my hand. He said, I guarantee I'm a faith man. He said, I think every time I look at that wrist, I think about faith and what it does. I said, God was good to us that day, wasn't he, James? He said, oh, he said, God's good every day. Every day he's good. And he worships him and praises him. And he ain't forgot his miracle. See? Now, you think God loves it when we worship Him and praise Him for the things He does? Of course. He wants us, that's what He wants us to do, worship Him and praise Him for the things He does. And is anything too hard for God? No, nothing. You must be taught what the Word says before you can have the great faith to receive from God. You cannot go beyond knowledge on any subject. You can't go beyond knowledge on any subject. And we try it all the time in the church. That's just like, I've had several young men come to me lately and say, Mr. Scrivener, I want to walk where you walk. I got your CDs 6 months ago. I have listened to those CDs day and night. And now then, I've started praying for people. Nothing's happening yet. What am I doing wrong? I said, 6 months? Yeah, I'm diligent. I said, no, son, I don't think that's diligence. I said, I don't think you've been at it long enough. Well, how long did you have to do it? I said, well, I don't want to bust your bubble. But I read and studied God's Word for 10 years before He spoke to me the first time. 10 years? I said, yeah, you want to pay that price? Can I walk where you walk? I said, guarantee it. If you'll do what God says in His Word and you'll spend time with it, guarantee you can walk there. You can get to the point where you can see your prayers answered. I'll do it. I said, okay, get after it. And sometimes He may not make you wait 10 years. If He sees your diligence, see, I didn't even know what I was looking for. I was just reading and studying His Word. I didn't know the miracles were even available. I'd never seen one. I was raised in a Baptist church. You know, I never saw a miracle. I never saw a healing. I just didn't see those things. So I didn't know what gold I was shooting for. But God knew what He was doing. So then, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Romans 10:17. I want you to see this scripture. And when I got revelation on this, I read this a lot of times before I got revelation on what this really means. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. Yet faith comes from listening to this message of good news, the good news about Christ. That's the NLT, the New Living Translation. But what it's literally saying, it comes by hearing or listening to the message. Now, how many of us have read God's Word silently for years and didn't learn nothing? It doesn't say faith comes by reading. It says faith comes by what? Hearing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.